Hello and welcome into the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce's look at the candidates for Boone Town Council in 2019. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. And with us today are a first look at the candidate field with Virginia Roseman. Before we introduce Virginia, I do want to let you know that the questions that are asked of each of the candidates during this podcast series, if you will, were all put together by the Chamber of Commerce Government Relations Committee. So we all settled on these questions. We'll ask each candidate the same questions so you can get those responses and judge accordingly. So first of all, Virginia, if you can introduce yourself and tell us why you've decided to run for town council and what skills and experience you feel like make you an effective candidate.
Well, David, thank you so much for doing this podcast in order to get us all out there to the community and let them hear what we stand for and how to find the best candidate for Boone. Well, my name is Virginia Roseman. I am running. My campaign is called Virginia for Boone. And the reason why it's Virginia for Boone is the whole reason my husband and I moved to Watauga County 22 years ago was because of Boone. It was due to the environment, the beauty, the somewhat of the antiqueness of Appalachian heritage, as well as having a thriving university. All those complement each other and allowed us to know we are going to a town that's going to be the best place to raise children. It's going to have diversity. It's going to have advancements. It's going to have the arts. It's going to be a community where our children can have friends, play outside, and be normal teenagers growing up in a world where today in time there are places that are not safe for children to just run outdoors and have fun. So that was the whole reason we came to Boone. And I want Boone to be that for the next families that come. I love Boone, and I cherish everything that it entails. And I hope that anyone who chooses to call Boone a home in the future will still have those same attributes to enjoy.
All right. As we talk about issues here, what perspective do you have on growth plans for the town of Boone? And what would you like to see considered as future growth plans are discussed?
That is a very hard question to kind of answer because Appalachian University, which is kind of in the center of our community, is growing exponentially every year. And Boone, therefore, is growing exponentially every year. We have to find a way to grow together. I feel like sometimes I've seen the university and the town not complement one another in growth. So I feel like better communication with our county, with Boone and with the university is vital. It is truly vital that when anyone makes a plan of growth, the others are included. We are one, and if we don't work as one, we're doing ourselves a disservice. So part of growth is trying to understand where's the future of Appalachian, where's the future of Boone, and where's the future of Watauga County. All come together and grow healthy. That is my main thing, is to have a healthy growth of our community.
So police services, stormwater maintenance, development of town property out at the Bolick property are just a few of the funding challenges that town council is currently dealing with. What are your strategies as it comes to prioritizing funding when it comes to town money?
Well, one thing is, once I would get onto the town council, I need to make sure I understand our books and understand exactly how things are allocated. Because I feel like to answer a question like that is slightly challenging because I do not know every ins and out at this time. But of course, if you do not have a police force, your water maintenance people, your people within the fire department, anyone who is vital to keeping us a safe community, not funded properly, we are basically giving ourselves, cutting ourselves our Achilles heels. That's what we're doing. We're hurting ourselves. We're not going to allow ourselves to have a safe community, which I told you is part of what I love of our area. So those would be probably funding lines that I would always encourage. If more funds were available, those would be top of the list to receive additional funding. Without safety, without recreation, without growth, we have nothing.
You mentioned the relationship between the town and the county earlier in terms of growth. What is your view overall on the working relationship between the town of Boone and Watauga County, and how would you work to maintain a quality relationship between the two?
fabulous question. I'm not sure if many people know, but I did try running for a county commissioner back in 2012. So I did get to see that side of our area and how some people believe that Boone gets allocated too much money, which is not true. The county and Boone are one. The county and Seven Devils, we are one. The county Valley Cruces, we are one. We are all one. Everyone here, we all have our community members traveling everyone else's roads. We have everybody here going to each other's communities to play sports, to go to events. We are one. There is no way that we are not connected. So part of what I'd like to do is, well, you had asked, how do I see it at this time? I had heard from members who are on Watauga County boards and different venues say that they felt that there was some, I don't know if butting of heads is the right way to call it, but some lack of communication and some lack of finding the middle of the road. I am a person who believes there's always a way to find a middle ground. Middle ground is there, but in order to do it, everyone has to compromise. Everyone has to come together for the greater good. And if we're not doing it, why are we even in these positions?
And, because this is a Chamber of Commerce forum here, if you will, ask you a couple of questions related to business community specifically here. What do you feel like the town's role in economic development is and in supporting local businesses? What would you like to see enhanced in the area of not only economic development, but support for the business community here by the town?
Economics of our community is solely, in my opinion, on being able to grow due to the university, due to tourism, due to having a thriving community where people can come to work and to shop. I'm trying to figure out the best way to get my thoughts into words for this one. When I was hearing about possibly the addition on 105 with the islands in the middle, the very first thing that came to my mind were the businesses. Oh my gosh, how are we going to hurt the businesses? We need to talk to them first. We need to make sure that any change that is made, we are thinking of them. Because if we cripple or do anything that is not in the best interest of our fellow neighbors who have businesses here, which is their livelihoods, shame on us. Everything should be thought of how it affects them. They are the ones who are helping us bring everyone in. They are the ones that are helping to give entertainment, restaurants, clothing establishments, everything to these people that come here wishing that they could call Boone home. Being able to support the businesses, number one, because if they're not surviving, our town's not surviving.
Over the last few years and really recently, the town has stated some pretty aggressive goals as they seek carbon neutrality by 2030. And obviously, this is a national thing, not just what something is being done in Boone individually. How do you feel like these priorities can be moved forward in this community?
I do believe that Boone has tried to make positive moves in the right direction to be carbon neutral in 2030. I was on the Board of Adjustments. I served there for 5 years and also served on the Boone Tourism Authority, Development Authority. And that was part of our concerns. It really was. But one thing I would like to see more walking trails, more sidewalks, please. We need better sidewalks and more sidewalks. We need to expand our busing system because I believe the first part of the carbon neutral, let's stop using our vehicles so much. That is one every single person listening today can make a change. That is the easiest one we can all do today. But in order to allow the members of our community to do this, we have to give them the ability to do this. So I believe we need a more vast bus system. We need more sidewalks and more walking trails, things that will allow us to be able to commute. First part of the carbon footprint that we can try to help with.
Kind of speaking along those lines a little bit, as you kind of think forward a little bit, what would your vision be for Boone 5 years from now?
Oh, just 5 years from now?
Just 5 years from now.
One, there's a lot of new developments going up. So, first of all, I really wish we were doing a better job at thinking about our traffic infrastructure with all these new businesses that are going up. I feel like we can. I feel like I had told someone, they said, well, what would you do? I said, well, one thing I would love to do is, as we're growing, all the stoplights in the downtown district are main stoplights where people use the crosswalks. If they had two buttons, one on both sides, and if both got pushed, when traffic stops, all pedestrians get to go first at one time. I feel like that's something I would really like to see done in 5 years. And also, as everything is changing in the downtown area, everything's changing in a cohesive manner that our community is seen as a whole, but yet unique.
All right. Final question for you here. It kind of relates to you, should you be elected. What would you do to get up to speed on processes and issues that impact not only the business community? Again, that's kind of the focus of the chamber, of course, but for the entire citizenry. How do you get yourself up to speed and get yourself dialed into some of the issues that are out there now?
I need to talk with the business owners, the members of the community, and the people that come here, that work here. We have a large workforce that does not live in Boone. Their opinion counts just as much. So I need to make sure that I'm just getting out and hearing people, because hearing them is the first step of understanding what challenges they're facing. When I was on the Board of Adjustments, there was a building structure that was going up, and people were very upset of the height on it. And I remember during that Board of Adjustment meeting, I paused and I told the community, I said, I have to follow the guidelines that are given to me. You elect the people who make laws. Go out there, choose wisely, and tell them what you want. They work for you. So therefore, if I'm elected to town council, I work for you. I work for the business owners. I work for everyone that calls Boone part of their lifestyle, not just their home, but their lifestyle. I work for you because I want you to be proud of your Boone.
Any final comments that you'd like to make?
One, thank you, David. Thank you so much for doing this podcast. I've really enjoyed being here with you. Number one, I'm a mom. And so when it comes to me doing any votes, if I was elected to town council, I would consider the town my child. And like a ferocious mama bear, I promise you, any decisions I made is always made for the best and in the good of my children.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Virginia Roseman, candidate for Boone Town Council.